Hello and welcome to the Spandex and Wine podcast. I'm your host, Robin Hackney, and I'm so happy that you're here. This podcast is a place for conversations about balancing a healthy lifestyle and being happy. More specifically, happy hour. Together, we'll explore all things wellness and wine. I hope you learn a little, laugh a lot, and along the way, know you're not alone on this balanced wellness journey. Ready to jump in? Pour something in your glass that makes you happy because it's time for Spandex and Wine. Hello and welcome to the Spandex and Wine podcast. Today's episode is with fellow podcaster Leslie Maloney. It's a conversation that I personally needed to hear because I have allowed myself to become content in a few areas of my life, blaming things on getting older or accepting this is how it is now instead of doing the work to keep my drive and fire. Thanks for joining me today, Leslie. Tell us more about your podcast.
So my podcast is called Meaning and Moxie After 50. And I'm launching it in January in the new year. So I'm just kind of putting it together as we go along. And it's been really fun and just sort of diving into all the tech stuff. And now I'm actually getting in. I've got a lot of the tech stuff, the foundation laid. So I'm sort of now getting into chatting with people and just looking for people. You know, it's funny because I had the idea of doing a podcast, probably 2-3 years ago. And it kept coming up in different ways. And, you know, I would say to my husband, there was one day I remember we were driving. I said, you know, we know so many cool people around here. Like, we should have a podcast. And I was thinking even of just doing it in our area, you know, and he's like, yeah, that would be kind of cool. And, you know, that kind of went. And just some other things had popped up at different times regarding podcasts. And I even said to a friend of mine in the spring, I said, I don't know what this is, but I know there's energy around it. And this is something that I want to do. And so it began to take form and take form. And I just thought, you know, people who are living lives of meaning and moxie, you know, who are out there, you know, yes, we all face challenges, but just out there kicking it, you know, and living what is true to them. So that's sort of the birth of the podcast.
Okay. I like that. Living what's true to you. I love that. That's wonderful. Yeah. And it's so fun to be able to talk to fellow podcasters because we spend so much time interviewing people in our industries, and it's wonderful. The connections that I've made are fantastic, but it's also fun to talk to someone that knows, okay, is the mic in the right spot and are the settings on the audio okay? And so that's
right.
Fun. Leslie, if you wouldn't mind, like, tell me who your ideal guest is. Like, what kind of people do you want to connect with?
Well, you know, it's pretty broad because meaning and moxie means different things to different people. But I would say, you know, somebody who has a light in their eyes about what they're doing, who's got that zip, who lights up when they talk about what they're doing, whether they're traveling, whether they're involved in some, you know, charity work. I mean, it can look a lot of different ways, and it can be lots of different things. So I really, you know, and I'm focused on people after 50. You know, people start to talk about retiring and things like that. And I really don't even like the word retire. I think of it as refirement. Because I think there's a lot of baggage for some people attached to retire. That means they just stop doing things. And no, I mean, you switch gears, that kind of thing. So I run into people my age and beyond that have sort of, they've lost that spark for whatever reason, or they're transitioning, you know, out of their traditional career, or what they've done, or how they've maybe made their, you know, supported themselves. And now they're saying, now what? And so I'm really focusing on that group and maybe helping people get re-inspired by having these wonderful conversations, inspiring others to, you know, maybe it's a little kick in the rear end too for others to kind of, yeah, I can get out there and do that.
That's great. Yeah. Yes. You're never too old to start something new, to try something new. So I think that's wonderful that you're doing this.
Absolutely not. And I'll tell you, I turned 61 last spring. So I got a good decade after 50. But for me, and this has been true all in my entire life, but something that really is important now even more is for me to stay interested and excited about things, I need new things and new challenges in my life on a regular basis. And it might be big things, it might be small things. It might be going and hiking the Rockies for 2 months, or it might just be, join a class. But I need to have and I think a lot of times with people my age or after 50, or it can actually, I've seen it in younger people though too, being brave enough to try something new, mm-hmm. Is huge, because we like to, it feels good to feel capable in something. But when you're new at something, you don't necessarily have that going on. And it can be an odd feeling. And especially people older, we get stuck in their comfort zones and things like mm-hmm. that. And being afraid to fail at something I'm not perfect at that.
Yeah.
So for me, I have found it to be so, just to keep me charged up and just excited about life, trying new things.
Yeah, you're right. I think we just get content and we forget how good it feels to grow from learning something new.
Right.
And it's just an amazing feeling.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Being able to stretch yourself like this podcast for us.
Yes. I mean, it really is. It really is a stretch in a lot of different ways, and it's exciting. And, it's sort of like you follow what's lighting up in front of you. And so like, okay, take the next step and take the next step kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I do like that you put 50 on there. I mean, it could be 40, it could be whatever. But I remember when I was in high school, there was a show called, I think it was called 30 something. And mm-hmm. I remember thinking, ooh, what the heck could that show be about 30? Ooh, how boring. And now I'm like, okay, 53. Wow. This is pretty exciting.
Yeah. Yeah. And really, somebody asked me the other day, "Where are you only limiting yourself to that?" And I said, "Well, I did. I wanted to find some kind of a niche there." And like I said, it seems to me as I go along with this that the retirement issue for people around a lot of this and how they're going to transition or find fulfillment seems to be something that keeps coming up and keeps coming up. But I said to them, I said, if I end up meeting somebody and they have something to say and they're 30, but it speaks to this audience, heck yeah, come on. Yeah. So there's no rules per se, in my mind anyway.
That's good. I'm a no rule kind of gal too.
Yeah.
I'm curious what your background is.
So my background is education. Okay. I was a high school teacher for many years. 22 years in the classroom, public high school.
Bless you.
And then I transitioned, 2013, I left the traditional classroom and I started teaching just part-time at our local state college. And so I teach a couple of online classes there. And in sociology, mm-hmm. intro to sociology is my field. And I went online way before online was cool, I always say, because, it was way, 20, actually I started in 2012. So it was a fairly new thing on. And it's it allows me to, the reason I pursued it is allows me to do a lot of other things schedule wise. I can fit it around my schedule. I can, when I'm traveling, I can still, teach and so on. And so that's, if you want to, my traditional background is in education. Mm-hmm. And I'm a wife, I've been married. My husband and I are coming up on 39 years of being married. We were college sweethearts.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you. Next month. Yeah. And we've raised two kids that are now wonderful kids that are now in their 30s. So, I've been busy with all of that.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my gosh. That's wonderful. We've been married 34 and we have two boys. So in their 30s.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. So, you know, yeah, cool. Similar yes. journey.
Yes. So coming from education, I'm curious, I'm always curious when teachers are teachers, what drew to that field? Did you have a teacher in your life that just really stood out and you're like, this is what I want to do?
Good question. I did have a couple significant teachers, probably one in particular when I was in eighth grade, Mr. Kanikas. And he was just such a character and just really fun. I think when you can go back that far and you can still remember the name of the teacher and they mm-hmm. bring a smile to your face, you know, that's like, okay, yeah, that teacher had a special kind of magic. Also, my sister was a teacher. Okay. So seeing her, and she was older than me. And so, you know, seeing her path and seeing what that looked like. Also, I think encouraged me to go that route. Yeah. So, you know, I don't know if I was doing it all over, I would still pursue that mm-hmm. with education today in the state of education, but you know, it felt like the right path for me at the right time.
Sure. Yeah.
And it's funny because I've done other things related to that, you know, like I'm a yoga teacher and I've taught, you know, other things, you know, fascia, rolling, things related. Yeah. So it's funny, once a teacher, always a teacher, you kind of work it in mm-hmm. other ways as well. Mm-hmm. So, and I know you'd probably appreciate that being in the fitness yes. industry and all that entails.
Yeah. And when I started in college, I thought, yes, I want to be a teacher. That's what I want to do. And then I thought, oh, I'm not going to make any money. I have to go into business. And now here I am teaching people, adults, in just a different way.
Exactly. Yeah. It can look a lot of different ways. It doesn't sure. have to be the traditional way we think of it, for sure.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. So yoga instructing, tell me about the classes that you teach, or do you do workshops, retreats? What do you do?
Well, right now I just do workshops. I was teaching last year. I kind of, you know, there was a period of time that I taught about 10 years worth, and then I kind of been in and out of it. I actually started yoga myself back when I was about 26 or so. I was pregnant with my daughter mm-hmm. and I was working full time and new baby on the way, you know, new marriage and all that, and just feeling super stressed, and thought I need to find something that's gonna, you know, make me more balanced. And so mm-hmm. found yoga at that point. And then it wasn't until later, when I had some time in my life, that I actually got certified in it. But I teach all different styles. Probably typically it would be more like a flow class kind of thing. There was a time that mm-hmm. I did a more, I taught a more challenging, you know, like Ashtanga type course. And I still do. Once a week, I try to get to hot yoga myself, just personally. I just really find that it's just really, it feels good for me in my body.
Yeah.
So, but I, last year, well, I kind of had developed this course about 10 years ago and then revisited it last year, where I combine rolling, foam rolling, and balls with the yoga. Nice. And which is a wonderful compliment, because the balls, you know, I don't know how much you're into the fascia and in your industry. I'm sure that mm-hmm, mm-hmm. you see, you know, fascia industries, and fascia can cause a lot of problem with people. And you don't realize, you know, one thing is pulling here and it's causing pain here in the hip. So working with folks and helping them loosen up their fascia. So, you know, we start out with a little bit of yoga, and then move into gentle foam rollers, typically, that have mm-hmm. some give to them and that kind of thing. And then using different kinds of balls, more rubber type balls that have some give mm-hmm. in different spots to help them loosen that up. So that's a workshop I really, really like to give. And I do go around and do that periodically, just because if you go home and take what you've learned, you can really help your range of motion.
Oh gosh, that would be great. If you're ever in the Kansas City area, please let me know. Do you offer that online as well?
I don't. I was actually thinking about, I may do, as this gets going, I think that I will make that an offer. Mm-hmm. Because it's important information. And, you know, there's different people out there that have branded it and are doing very well with it. But it's just, you know, you it's just some real basic information that you can Google and have access to, but it's doing it, right? It's actually putting it into practice, right, and doing it and having, like, I can look over right now, I can see my foam roller in the living room, you know, keeping it out, mm-hmm, and just getting on it periodically when you're talking, that kind of thing. And just I find that it really is a nice complement to the yoga.
Nice. Okay.
Go ahead. Mm-hmm. I was just going to say one more thing to that, you know, the yoga stretching is wonderful, but when your fascia is all locked up and dehydrated, mm-hmm, you can stretch all you want, but it's not going to unlock that. So, mm-hmm, so when you start to roll an area, it starts to hydrate it and starts to work that fascia out so that it can start to have some pliability to it, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And that's something that I always thought, well, yoga can touch everything, you know, yoga can work everything out. Well, no, not always. So anyway.
Yeah. So for the listeners that don't understand what that is, what fascia is, would you give a little explanation, please?
So fascia is, think of it when you peel an orange and you peel that orange and you see all the white around the orange, that is like fascia in our body. Fascia it's throughout the entire body, and there's more of it than anything else. And it's also known as connective tissue. So if you just think, mm-hmm, about what that term might mean, connective tissue, it connects everything. So we've even got fascia in our skull. We've got fascia in our feet and everywhere in between. And so it really is like putting on a sweater and you don't quite get the sweater put on right. And it's like this. And if, mm-hmm, my fascia here is tight and pulling, you know how your whole sweater is kind of messed up because it's the same kind of thing in your body. And so loose keeping are those different areas. And it's not always about the area that's in pain. Sometimes I might have pain in my neck that's coming from my hip. But mm-hmm, it can be, it's all the connective tissue gets bunched up. Oh, you know, and that can be from injury. It can be used from overuse. It can be from, you know, different things, mm-hmm, like that.
Yeah. It's also interesting how everything's connected.
It is. It really is. So it's an
important
term.
Hence the name, connective tissue.
Yeah. Hence the name. Exactly. And I'm sure you see that a lot in what you do.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh my goodness. And we have a wonderful massage therapist that we work with that he helps us out too. Mm-hmm. So yes. And I don't think people realize the importance of body work. They just think of it as a relaxation or a treat.
Exactly.
And it can be painful and it's very necessary.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And here again, it's just, you know, I see this over and over that we know this information and sometimes it's just intuitive. Like, mm-hmm, we know this information, but it's translating that into our practice, our self-care practices and things like that. And, mm-hmm, so, you know, and to relate that back to where I am in this stage of my life, like, I want to have full range of motion. I want to be able to go out and play tennis. I want to be able to go out and hike 10 miles. My husband's also very much into taking care, you know, being fit and things like that. And it's not just, you know, maybe when I was younger, it was about looks, mm-hmm, and somewhere along the line, that dropped away, and it's about how feeling good in my body. And then that allows me to do the things I want to do.
Absolutely.
So it's huge. It's really, really huge. And I get sometimes frustrated when I hear people, especially older people, you know, and it's just like, you know, they're allowing themselves to use it or lose it kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it also makes me very sad when I see someone sitting out on an opportunity because of some type of body image issue. And I'm saying women our age. I'm saying women that I'm like, oh my goodness. Oh, how much have you missed out on? It just breaks my heart.
Sure. Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of those, you know, unconscious messages that are out there, and it just can get in the way. And, you know, it's just, we can lose so much time in our lives with that kind of stuff, especially if it's unrecognized.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true. Gosh. So share with me just some motivators that you have. Like, are there podcasts that you listen to? Are there books? Are there, you know, Instagram people that you follow? Where do you get inspired and motivated?
Wow. Oh gosh, that's a good question. I listen to a lot
and it might just be within.
Things. Yeah. I wanted to say Rich Roll popped in my head. I listened to him some. I don't know if you, he's got a great podcast. He's a vegan athlete. He's done, you know, he does kind of more, he's known for running, a lot of running. And it kind of, I was going to use the word extreme, and I don't want to, that's not the word I want to use, but, you know, in long endurance type sports, he's got a great, very mindful podcast. So I do listen to him. Who else do I listen to? Different people, you know. I was listening to Rick Rubin, who's a very famous music producer, but just a really interesting, creative guy. I was listening to some of his stuff that's out there. There's actually a woman that I've been listening to just recently. She came into my awareness. It's the Be Glad MD. I'm going to try to get her on the show. Actually, she's 102, and she is a firecracker. She's awesome. A doctor, and this woman, and she's got like a 10-year plan, and she's just so inspiring in just how she views life. So she's kind of one of the newer people on my radar. But those are sort of the ones that are popping for me right now.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, too, how important it is to surround yourself with like-minded people and just feed off of each other's energy.
Oh, so important. Yeah. Really so important. Mm-hmm.
Well, I can't wait for your podcast. I'm excited for it to come out. So tell everyone how they can find you.
So you can find me on Instagram, Leslie, Leslie underscore Maloney, Maloney underscore. You can also go to meaningandmoxieafter50.com is my website. Okay. And I am up on all the platforms now. Right now, it's just my trailer.
Congratulations. And,
but eventually I will have some episodes up, and I hope people come listen and see what they think.
Oh my gosh, it's so exciting. You're going to do wonderful. I'm so happy for you. You have so much ahead of you that is going to be so much fun.
Thank you so much. This has really been fun getting to
know
you.
It's been so fun.
Yeah.
I'll make sure that I put all of your information in the show notes so people can reach you there too, in case they didn't, they're driving and they couldn't write all that down. But just thank you so much, Leslie. This has been great.
I really appreciate it. Yes. More to come.
Yes. Okay. You take care. Bye-bye. What a neat lady, full of life and energy. Thank you, Leslie, for your time and knowledge. Here are a few takeaways. 1, change the way you think of retirement to refirement. This should be a time of switching gears, not stopping. 2, new challenges are a good way to stay fresh and young. Be brave enough to try something new and okay with not doing it perfectly. 3, if you have a teacher that made a huge impact on you, reach out, if you are able, and say thank you. 4, fascia, also known as connective tissue, is throughout the entire body. Loosening it can be very beneficial to increasing range of motion, giving you pliability. And having full range of motion can open up more opportunities and allow you to do the things you want to do, even and especially as you get older. 5, you are never too old to start something new. Thanks again for listening. All of the information will be in the show notes, and just reach out if you have any questions or topics that you would like to hear about. And you can reach me at info@spandexandwine.com or join my private Facebook group, Spandex and Wine. We'd love to have you. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoy this podcast, it would mean so much to me if you take a few seconds to do each or all of the following. First, follow or subscribe to Spandex and Wine. It'll help you so you don't miss an episode, and it'll help me because you won't miss any episodes. To do this, you'll just go to the podcast, click subscribe or follow wherever you are listening. Look for the plus sign or follow button, and this is one of the best things that you can do for the podcast, so thank you. If you'd also be willing to give a 5-star review, that would be amazing. And lastly, please share an episode with a friend or five to keep the love going. I appreciate you. Thanks.